Welcome to Fatty Time. Here's your host, Fat Man.
Yo.
And the ghost with the most, Ghost.
Always that thing. Come.
Then the Lord of the Blades, Mog.
Fine. Cool.
Ghost froze while I was saying something witty.
No, I wasn't.
And then there's me, Suzuki.
Well.
Have at it, boys.
Yeah, fuck.
That's your fellow.
You heard her. Have at it.
How about she? Well, like every episode, let's start with week's events. Ghost, go.
Silence.
And Ghost cuts out. Here.
Yeah, I know. I cut out every 5 fucking seconds. No, not much really. Been looking for a job, and I find out that I can't get a check from unemployment for another 2 weeks. So apparently, they want me to starve to death while they wait to decide whether or not I'm allowed to have money.
That sucks.
That really does.
It's gonna even suck if they say no.
Uh-huh.
So it's gonna suck if they say no.
Yeah, it really is, because I can't even fucking afford my rent, let alone food, and now they're telling me, which I just found out this week, you know, like yesterday, that they have to wait 3 weeks before they even want to make a decision on it.
Mm. Hasn't it been already?
No, it's been a week.
Fuck.
I filed on the 3rd.
Ah.
Moving on to Moog, or Mog. Moog.
Moog, no, hey, since when is one thing my week?
Wait, that's what you... Okay, if I could...
I've also taken up a little bit of a cause that I will tell you guys about in a minute after we do our other things, and then...
Yeah, and a woof woof.
Huh? No, I didn't hear anything you said.
The things in the yeah and the woof woof.
Okay, why not? Yeah.
Is there more for this week?
You guys keep distract. Go.
I'll go.
Oh, putting me on the spot now. I've had a busy week, actually. I've been working, doing the Mog Vlog thing. I had, like, maybe 10 hours of sleep over the last 2 days, and I am like, yeah.
I know how that feels.
Same here, dude.
Oh yeah, it's a ball of fun. I did finish the 6th Harry Potter book today, though.
Nice.
For like the 5th time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much my accomplishments. Oh, and I'm back into Runescape.
Being held by Fingerpoint to play.
Yeah. By spirit gun, actually.
It will poke you until you play.
Yes, Lanny Batword pointed his finger at you.
Yes, because okay. I'm important enough for Lanny Batword to want me to play RuneScape. Just because I'm his friend on Facebook means nothing, okay?
Facebook means nothing.
Anyways, that's pretty much it for me.
Suzuki?
He is not here at the moment. Please leave a message. What? I'm not.
I wonder who that is talking that sounds exactly like her, then.
Her answering machine.
I am her sister.
Evil twin without the mustache.
Oh, God.
No, just a goatee.
But with a better body.
no cover. I guess it's up to Dean. Well, besides dealing with a clusterfuck of a week, I finally decide something, which will be a later update. After having to deal with two assholes about it.
Can't have life without assholes.
Shut up!
Why can we not get away from you having two asses?
I thought he had four.
Oh.
No, that's...
He has many asses.
Two in the front, two in the middle, and two in the back.
I don't want to know about the back ones.
But,
Oh boy. This show is going downhill, guys.
Well, okay. Let's see. I kind of got conned into another abridged.
Oh?
Yes. Vampire Knight abridged.
That's blackmail.
I've never heard of that before.
I have.
He conned me with 2 liters.
That's a bribe, not a con.
You made a convincing argument. Shut up. You do this, please, right? I guess we can go.
Why do I?
Shut up! No more. Going on to the abridging news.
And then, okay.
Well, okay. Since Louis refuses to fucking answer,
don't bash Lily on the show. Stop it.
I don't think she listens to us anymore.
I know, but still. Just on the off chance, because she'll never get an answer out of her then.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to see if certain people, which shall be named later, to do the voices.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my friend Mark is bugging me. He's like, hey, can I be a voice?
Yeah, you can have bit parts. Because you asked, that's why.
And just the fact that most of the main character roles are pretty much done, except for Meryl, Millie, and Team Fortress Millie. The only thing left is the old fuck. The old dude from the first episode.
Yeah, I was thinking along the lines of something
else. But, let's see. And Ghost is typing something, dear God.
Type.
But,
post.
Bonk Skype is bonk.
Bork. I don't even know what bork is.
Replace.
It means it sucks, and I can hear you guys again, okay.
Yay!
Well, let's see. I've been rewatching the first episode, trying to come up with a fucking explanation part, which is the last part of the script. Otherwise, it's pretty much gold.
Alright.
Well, there we go.
And then we gotta fill in the fucking voice actors, and I'm going to shoot myself over this shit. And, oh, let alone this other abridged that I'm doing, there's more female roles! Dear Lord, I'm going to shoot myself over this shit!
Just in the foot, please, because we kind of need you for...
Yeah, we kind of like you around.
Okay, I'll just shoot my shoulder. No, I'll shoot my elbow at
him. No.
Why?
That's...
Okay, you... Oh, well. But...
Ghost is fading in and out.
I'm sorry.
Let's see. I've been fiddling around with a few. We need a ghost to non-skipping translator.
Yeah, really, we do.
But pretty much, it's almost settled, so I can give everyone lines. And, Vash has been settled! Finally! Does anyone want to say who got the fucking role?
Yes, I do. Because I got it.
Yes, and indeed. Just in case of Gog's or Ghost's connection fucks up, or
we will become Gog.
Yes, if that happens, Ghost
Gog fusion ha
ah
fusion ha, and then we'll have it.
We messed up. We're Fat Gog now.
Are you sure you messed up?
Yes. Yes, we did. This went horribly wrong.
Yes, because you were supposed to be slightly overweight, Gog.
I don't know.
It would just about balance us out. I mean, I'm a big guy. Ghost is kind of on the thinnish side.
No, I'm not on the thinnish side. I am on the thin side of thin.
You are a toothpick. Shut up.
I am Twiggy.
I was wondering why I had the oddest urge to stick you between my teeth.
You might want to rephrase that, dude.
No,
I'm fine with how he said it.
Of course you would. let's see. What else to say? I have a few small projects in mind.
There's a dog knocking on my door.
But a pooch! But, yeah, that's pretty much a bridging news. Now back to you, Jim.
Yay! Who's Jim?
Huh?
Who's Jim?
That would be my alter ego.
Oh. How's that working out for you?
Very well. Move it on.
Excellent.
Excellent. A little bit of a thing. I'm kind of like practicing a Napa voice.
Napa?
Yes, Napa. You know, like the Team 4-star Napa.
Vegeta!
If you want, I can do my impression of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Say, oh, I broke to it, Vegeta.
Well, okay, I got it. I have that line, the whole Vegeta with the scouter say thing to get into character. Vegeta! What does the scouter say about his power level? Ow. It kind of hurts.
It kind of hurts, but you're almost there.
Yeah, you almost sound exactly like him.
Let's call Taka and see what he thinks.
Wait, is Taka even on? No, he's not.
Oh, no.
Megami's on. Have we tried?
You guys don't have his phone number?
No, he's just not on.
No.
Wait, do you have his phone
number?
You
guys don't have... Maybe... No. I wish, dude. I would bother the fuck out of him.
Oh, I'm...
Hey, Taka!
He brings up, Taka! It's me. Hey. Oh, dear. Just sit there and just fuck with him.
Hey, Taka! Call him up. Hey, what are you doing? It's 3 in the morning. What are you doing, though?
Well, I was...
You gotta be doing something. I was asleep. Oh my god, you was asleep. That's awesome.
What's your clock? How early?
Excuse me, I'm gonna go Twitter this. Everybody's Taka sleeps. It's amazing. Oh my god.
Oh my god, this is the most amazing thing ever.
I've discovered plutonium. Oh, wait, no.
I can see it in the next... After this first episode, I have, like... Now starring fake Takahana. That will throw everybody off.
Because Batman can't say Takahata.
Takahata 101. Okay.
What?
Move it on. FATLPs now, since we've lost it. I've recorded day 3. It's in the progress of editing. Dear God, the progress of editing. I have to cut 30 minutes into 20.
That's not fun.
Yeah, especially
you gotta cut
talking.
Wow.
There is fighting, of course, but it's mainly talking.
Cut out the fighting.
It's all requirement
fighting. This is the easy way to do
it. It's all required.
Oh, it's every bit of it?
There's like, what, 3 fights?
That's it?
Yeah, 3 fights. The rest of it's
talking. Oh my god. Wow. There's 3 fights in a half hour of talking?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
So I'm going to.
What were you thinking? I'm going to let's play Exposition the game.
Oh my gosh, I love that game.
Well, it's a Square Enix game. What do you expect?
I expected more effeminate main characters.
$97 million put into cut.
And drop.
Scene.
Cut.
No, scenes. Four. $97 million put into cutscenes and $4 on gameplay.
Well, okay. Just the fact is that, one, I don't do leveling. Two, I have to do a lot of shit anyway. But I'm going to end up having to super speed everything. But I do show off the first fusion attack.
Uh-oh.
We're back to that now.
But, yeah, I have some explaining to do, and guess who's coming back just for this Let's Play?
No idea.
DC?
No, he's so offline.
Oh. Yoshi?
Yes.
Yes!
Yay!
Since apparently he's pointing out a lot of things. That's Let's leave it at that.
Return of Mugiwara.
Okay.
Yoshi.
Yeah, Yoshi wants to join for that. I also, actually, I got my first requested Let's Play today.
Oh?
Really?
Yes. Take a guess, what game?
Zelda?
No, that's a literal Let's Play.
Zelda, Zelda, and more Zelda?
Zelda 2, The Adventure of Zelda? In My Pants?
Tactics Advanced?
Nope. I was talking to you the other day about the game.
You were?
Yes.
Was this which other day?
A few days ago.
Dude, that doesn't help me at all.
It's free.
Oh yes, Portals.
Yes, I got a request to do Portal.
Ah.
And I'm going
to drop off the face of the chat.
I'm going to try. If anyone heard me.
I didn't hear a damn word.
I heard I'm going to.
We can't hear you.
Every time I start to talk, it cuts. It's supposed to be a surprise. How about that? Because it won't let me say it.
Just type in the chat and I'll say it for you.
No, we leave it as a surprise.
Fine, you're telling me after this damn thing, though.
I already told.
I haven't been told yet.
I know you haven't. Well, they'll tell you.
But,
you're going to be there with us.
Okay.
How's Moemon coming?
Yes. Moemon is fucking bullshit.
Do I have to record the footage for that too?
No, you don't. What happened with Moemon is, I'm pretty sure I said it last week, I recorded a half hour of footage, and when I got to the editing floor, it was only 7 minutes. And it kind of pissed me off.
Yeah, you said that last week, I think.
And
he cuts off.
And then I'm...
Ghost Skype just hit you today.
And now that I'm back, as I was saying, I kind of got a little depressed this week, and I haven't really had much motivation to do it, so I will do it sometime before the end of the week, and yeah.
Just remember to do a trailer this time.
Fuck you!
Or at least give me make some of the footage so I can make a fucking trailer for you.
Make your own trailer, you bitch!
What if Pokemon had little girls?
What if Pokemon had girl lyrics?
What if Pokemon had little girls? Hasn't there been a choice for that since, I don't know, Ruby?
Oh, did y'all hear that apparently the trainers in Black and White are going to be older?
Yeah.
And fucking hot, yeah.
Yeah, and able to drive.
I'm just kind of surprisingly. I mean, Nintendo, Pokemon, ooh, little kid, yay!
Yeah.
10-year-old going on epic quests with monsters and meeting up with.
It's gotten to be a hard game though.
Yeah, I can honestly say Soul Silver was like the hardest Pokemon game I think I've ever played. Honestly.
Yeah, and I gotta say, they're kind of marketing it toward older people now.
Yeah.
Because the more the functions get, I mean, the harder it is to play.
You know, I'm kind of honestly surprised they don't have it where you could kind of like build your own trailer or trainer.
But I do, I know, that's probably the next step. But I do have to say that Black and White is the first generation where I will be picking the grass starter on purpose.
Likewise, I don't like the water one looks retarded, and the fire one's a pig that reminds me of Zelda.
Yeah.
And yeah. For some reason, the grass one always reminds me of, like, a ninja mixed with Scyther.
Yeah.
No, this is a mini thing.
It looks like I'm going to massacre somebody. It looks like if you crossed a...
the Geico.
A Seviper and a Cyndaquil and made it a grass type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks interesting.
It does.
I haven't actually liked any of the starters from the last couple of games, to be perfectly honest.
I love...
And he cuts off again.
What he loved, we will never know.
I love Piplup, and I already explained why I picked Piplup for Diamond and Pearl, whatever generation that was. And then Ruby and Heart Gold and Soul Silver was the Gold and Silver starters, and I picked Cyndaquil for that.
Yeah.
Because I usually pick the fire starters, except for Diamond and Platinum.
Yeah.
But,
Okay, let me rephrase that, because I actually, now that I think about it, I like Empoleon.
Yeah, that's Piplup.
Yeah, he's badass, but past that, the only one who was kind of okay was Torterra, because they kind of went the fighting fire route again for Diamond and Pearl, and that was kind of not as well done.
It's a monkey! It's an ugly-ass, stupid, flaming-ass monkey.
Yeah.
I'd refuse.
Yeah, I chose.
And I'm sorry, but the barbecue pig isn't going over very well with me either.
Maybe if they make its evolutions look really cool.
It's a pig that barbecues itself.
If you're making me want some ribs now or barbecued pork.
Ha ha.
You know, this podcast is going a lot smoother with fewer of us.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's not a clusterfuck. FATLP is actually going to be doing a review of the Mega Man movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm very excited for that.
Are we going to do that the same way that you guys did Hero of Time?
I'm thinking about that, actually.
Oh, okay. That would make it go over a little smoother.
Mm-hmm.
If not oddly disjointed, but still it would go over.
I'm kind of hesitant watching the movie again just to write the script, but dear God.
I will watch the movie again and you can write the script.
That means I got, how the hell is...
And I will tell you how badly you suck.
You.
Well, it is my job. I do get paid for it.
Yeah. Moving on, besides, when it comes to the Portal one, I'm doing a lot of shit. I'm actually going to break Portal down and edit it, just for laughs. So it looks like Portal, or it's the game Portal, but the graphics are different.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to fuck with Portal. I'm going to hack Portal. Instead of playing
it, okay, you're playing. You're going to do a Portal Let's Play, and then you're going to hack Portal and show off and be a douchebag.
No, I'm just going to change the design of the companion cube so it says FATLBs on it.
Going to fuck your face. Wait, actually, that sounds pretty funny.
And maybe, change some of the, hidden wall things where it's like, the cake is mine, the cake is mine. I'm just put the cake is mine, the cake is mine!
Oh, man, that would be awesome.
I mean, all I had to do was...
Scribble Ghost was here all over the place.
Ghost was here, Mog... Put Mog was here on one of the garbage cans. And just...
Mogmir in the garbage can.
I'm the green guy from Sesame Street. Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah. There is one more thing that I want you to get one of the achievements, but we'll talk about that later.
Are you talking about that Portal one?
Yeah.
Was it go in blue and not go through orange? Or go through orange and not blue?
The achievement's called Out of the Blue. You have to go in through only orange portals and out through only blue portals.
Once you get the fully upgraded one, right?
Yeah. Once you have the ability to use both portals, you can only go through red ones and only come out blue ones.
Alright.
And items don't break that, so as long as you keep your character out of the blue portals, then you're fine.
Okay. Yeah. I can try that with a new game, because I went through the game. And I kind of broke it a bit. There's actually places where you could sit there and cheat the game instead of having to do it a shit for the room. You could just... Would anyone mind me doing that throughout the Let's Play?
What?
Me kind of sequence breaking it somewhat. Instead of having to do the puzzle, just cheat it. Do it again, mechanics.
Fuck.
Someone else. Why?
Just play the game. That's what it's about. It's beating the puzzles.
I did beat the puzzles. I'm talking about just for Let's Play. Have a small mini screen off to the side showing it. Or in the transition between it was now this is how I should have done it. And then suddenly you just see a scary face of a ghost plastered on the wall somewhere.
Blah.
Just, rah, I am ghost. Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, no, I should go into the director mode and change all the voice things and just have us talk through that and just have the video play like that.
There will be.
I'm going to see how to do it first before I
secret
finally decide.
As soon as Fat Man figures that out, there will be secret messages. You will earn prizes for finding them all.
No, for decoding them.
Oh. Yeah, that.
For finding them all and decoding them, you'll get an achievement. And a prize. Ghost?
Huh?
You were about to say something before computer fuck up?
I don't know anymore, fuck! Oh my god.
Oh dear god. You know the room, the final room in the game?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wait, the cake room or Gladys?
Gladys.
Okay.
You remember all those random pictures that show up? On the screens?
Yeah.
I'm so changing that.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. You mean, yes, I am.
Yes, we are.
Okay, now it's Soapbox with Ghost.
If, you know, I'm tempted to kind of record it and then you have it tagged on at the end or something, but because I don't, like, cut out if I record it.
Okay. After the podcast, there will be an extra Soapbox with Ghost. Enjoy.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, so let's see what else we have. Oh,
yeah, please stick around for that because it really is kind of important.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm looking at pictures.
She's looking at porn in the background.
Yeah, it's all the... Yes, Pikachu with a vagina. So now it's time for the Vash Off.
Bash off. Oh, God. And I clip, too. All these segments that I'm part of, I can't do because I keep fucking dropping.
Well, you're kind of doing pretty well right now.
Yeah, you're doing fine right now.
Yeah. Now.
Okay. Let's see. What do you think of good setting? You guys are at a disco.
A disco?
Yes, a disco. Not just a normal disco, but a rave disco.
I was just talking with Levi how we should go to a rave sometime. This was his idea. He goes, hey, you know what we should do? Go to a rave. And I'm like, what? Like, as awesome as that would be to go to a rave again, it's just, like, that came out of left field with him. Like he's not that kind of person, you know, to go out raving, but
but you see Pig at the rave and you want to fuck with him.
Oh. Thank you for saying it. This would go in an entirely different direction if you had not put that with there. Okay, someone stall while I fix my fucking face to do this. Give your friend the mic and have her talk or something.
He's in debt's in porn.
It's not porn.
Okay, fail your porn.
What? You fail at porn.
But everybody loves the fatness. Okay, I guess we can, while Ghost is fixing his quote-unquote face, I had a glimpse of what Ghost is kind of, like, wanting to do, or was going to go play about. And we love you too, Ghost.
We do. I need to find my Vash voice, and there it is on my first try, I think.
Close enough.
No, wait, I think it was a bit more like this. A bit deeper.
You slept wacky! And that's just Pig in the background belching. And for this segment, I will be doing live translation, so you won't get the joke.
Oh.
From the first one.
Nope, nobody's gonna get the joke. Ha ha! This is absolutely terrible because my throat messed up.
Now you see how hard.
But you know what? We're gonna go with it anyway.
But you know, it matches.
It almost does. I'm like Krillin on crack.
No, Krillin's a bit deeper.
After he splooged in the...
He badoofed everywhere.
If only Megami was actually in this, she could, like, say her line from that. Oh, God, it's everywhere!
Oh, this is a terrible idea.
At least it's not a rave in the in that cave.
I discovered my problem. Haha. I know what it is.
What's your problem?
The computer.
I'm having a critical failure of the sound card. Oh my god. You know what? This thing's on its last leg. I might not be here much longer.
Yikes.
No, I seriously am having critical failure of the sound card right now. That's what keeps cutting me.
Metal Gear.
That really sucks.
I'm gonna have to do that sometime, like now.
So bash off before it dies.
And before it dies, we're gonna have a bash off. We're at a rave, right?
Yeah, at a rave. I'll pick it
there. A rave disco.
A disco rave.
What horrible things have man created?
You know, Vash, I have no idea what's going on right now.
Neither do I, and I'm not that. Action.
You know, Vash, you keep cutting out a lot. Are you sure you're all there?
No, not really.
I'm not even sure what a rave disco would even be.
Neither am I. It's like glow sticks and polyester.
We're all on roller skates too.
All I heard was roller skates. The music is really loud.
What is Pig doing directing the music?
This is a terrible idea.
Who in the world came up with this?
That would have been me.
You know, Pig, we can't hear you over your music.
You know what? Let me turn it up.
Oh, God, the horrors.
This setting sucks. Give us another one.
This segment sucks. Let me stop.
Okay, you guys are on the school bus.
There better be schoolgirls.
Yes, there's
lots of them.
Yes, there is.
This better be a porn shoot school bus.
God damn.
I quit. There we go.
You're on a school bus. There's a bunch of girls, and then there's Beryl and Billy.
Okay, so a bunch of girls and then them. Cause...
And Pig is the bus driver.
They don't.
Have fun.
I have no idea what's going on, guys. I could cut out again.
You're on a bus. Ezrash, there's a bunch of schoolgirls. And there's also Meryl and Millie, and Pig is the bus driver.
Oh, dear God.
And you hear up the front.
You know, Vash, if it wasn't for the whole Pig thing, I would say this is a high... damn it. I was going to say something witty and clever there, but I kept stumbling over my words.
I can't do it. Every time I try. And the second I'm fucking. Oh God, I did it again.
The pressure is just getting to Ghost. I don't think he can do his Vash voice right now.
I have a virus chewing my leg off. You have no idea.
It is Pig.
I know that.
Could someone call Dr. Mario in here?
It's me, Dr. Mario! What is your problem?
Take off your pants.
Good. Galaxy. I could keep that voice all day.
You're doing terribly at it, though, just so you know.
Irish, good are you.
That's Irish, not it.
Irish Mario at Hots.
Pally. No, this does not happen. Mario eats mushrooms, not potatoes.
Potatoes.
No, that's why he eats shroom-tatoes.
What horrible genetics mutation is this?
What have we humans created?
Blame.
Why you don't try and play God?
Just blame Wolfwood.
Damn it, Wolfwood! This is all your fault.
And he's not.
I don't get your reference.
He's a character from Trigun.
He's
the guy with the big cross gun.
Dad, we're gonna have another fight over who gets his fucking role.
I fell.
He fell off his sound card. Way to go.
I don't know what he was doing on top of it.
I fell halfway out of my chair and I can't get back up.
I fell out of my chair and I fat can't
get up. Dude, I'm twisted in the most painful and awkward way right now.
Will you quit playing Twister on the floor and get up?
I'm not on the floor. I can't even touch the floor.
Okay, quit.
That sounds like you should probably just let yourself fall. It'd probably be less painful.
I'm stuck.
How are you stuck?
Twister on the roof.
There, I finally fell on my fucking face.
Ghost plant. Oh.
Just face to the floor.
Just go ghost.
I'm not drunk, I swear.
No, but I know.
Although I am starting to doubt that myself. It's nice and cool down here on the floor. I think I'll stay here for a bit.
The heat's getting to him. He's delusional.
But okay, I got a question for you guys. Would you guys mind like doing a retro play?
A what?
A retro play?
Yep.
Because you.
Because Ghost keeps dropping off the face of the world.
Can't pronounce.
It's a fetishism. Shut up, Ghost.
What happened? You cut out again.
Whatever.
You cut out, actually.
When I fuck up on a word, it's a fetishism. Shut up.
I'll be right back, guys, because I'm incredibly professional.
Just shut up, movie parts.
How professional.
Yeah, but a retro play of an old Let's Play that I was in.
Was it one with V?
No. No, actually, you see, it was actually our first one.
I want to make fun of V.
Well, V has a Let's Play. Go fucking get one of his videos or something. I don't care.
I will. Oh, shit.
How many other times did I tell you, quit fangasming all over your keyboard?
I didn't. I can't even reach my keyboard. I'm sorry, everybody.
Fatty time. We're losing our minds.
It's too hot. I mean, it's like heat stroke or something, or jungle fever.
No, it's ghost stroke. That's what it is. You're a fucking ghost. It's ghost stroke.
That's a different time of the day. LOL. It took you a second to get it.
No, I heard it. I was laughing to what Suzuki said here.
Suzuki, who's in the show but not in the show.
And she hasn't really talked much.
God, it's Cloverfield.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Cloverfield. Oh, wait.
Roar, I am a monster, and you don't know what I am. Roar.
You're a Moogle. The Blade.
You're Cthulhu.
Beware my octopus face.
That is furry for some reason.
Hmm?
I said that is furry for some reason.
That's what?
That is furry.
Apparently I'm a furry.
You are?
Yes, he's a furry Cthulhu.
Cthulhu.
Yeah.
Cthulhu.
Cthulhu.
That's what you get when you mock some Moogle with Lulu.
Lulu. I'd spell it for you, but that would confuse you more. Damn my sound card.
Is that how to spell it, Ghost?
I can't see my screen because I'm on the floor under my desk.
Oh.
How's it down there?
No, it's not.
But, actually, I think I'm doing a Let's Play of the old, or a retro play of some old stuff. It's already downloaded and all that shit. And Ghost now goes Grammar Nazi. Moving on, someone has ice in a glass.
Yes, I do.
It's a ghost.
And it's wrapped around grape soda.
Oh, smack.
Oh, smack.
You sure it's grape soda's not wrapped around it?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure grape soda's not wrapped around it?
No, because that would put the grape soda on the outside of the glass, and then it'd just be a mess.
No, it's not. It's anti-gravity grape soda.
I wish.
I wish this living room was anti-gravity. I'd be floating around it, being gasped.
You'd be. You only wish that room was anti-gravity because there are boobs inside it.
Nobody comebacks at this time. My female brain.
Fat Man is big.
I think she killed Fat Man.
I'm
And
she killed him with her boobs.
Boob aside.
What a trooper. What a way to go, man. I'd almost be jealous if you weren't dead.
She's just got a chain in between the two. They're boob chucks.
My God.
Ultimate weapon ever.
Oh my God. It's a secret unlockable in Unreal Tournament.
You talk about it, it's like Castle Crashers' ultimate weapon.
And Fat Man is never going back over to his friend's apartment.
Her boyfriend's going to, like, kill us after he hears this.
I think I know what I'm going to call this episode.
Boob chucks? Epic.
A little Photoshop work. It'll work out. It's a better idea than bra chucks.
Hey, I have a
And Ghost drops off again. No, it's gonna be Boob Chucks and Ghost's sound card.
Boob Chucks used on Ghost's sound card.
Boob Chucks critical damaged Ghost's sound card. I think we've hit the pinnacle for today.
Yeah, I think so.
So this is Fat Man from Fatty Time.
This is Lord Mog, also from Fatty Time.
And I'm... I'm Ghost, apparently, from the graveyard of my own computer.
Why are you haunting yourself?
Because I don't have...
Why are you haunting yourself?
Can a ghost possess a ghost? Let's see.
We'll find out.
Why are your hands going towards your pants?
On the next podcast episode of Fatty Time. Later.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
And go.
Hey, Fat Man's computer again with a message from Ghost. Please listen closely and carefully.
Hey everybody, it's Ghost here. Thanks for watching Fatty Time. Hope you enjoyed, listening to Fatty Time. Hope you really enjoyed it and, got some good laughs out of it, but I gotta take a minute and be serious here. There's a woman in the UK, an actress from Iran. She's, you may have seen the ads on YouTube for a movie called Cul-de-Sac, and it's about, it's basically a movie based on her life as a lesbian in Iran, which, unfortunately over there is against the law. She escaped her country to London, and, right now she's facing the threat of being deported to Iran, and where she could face, basically death, for being who she is, and, it's a terrible thing, and the United Kingdom, unfortunately, refuses to grant her asylum there, and she, her story's not getting a lot of coverage, and it's a real shame about that. I accidentally happened upon it, through a friend of mine, and just, the link to her story, as well as the petition to help save her, will be in the description of this podcast, but I just wanted to take a minute and hope that, I can, get some more people aware of this story, because, it's, whether you agree with her, decision, or whatever you believe it is, to be a lesbian, then that's fine. It doesn't really matter. What should really outrage you is that she's a human being facing the threat of death for nothing more than being who she is. And that should really bother everyone in the world. And as of today, Friday, May 14th, 2010, at 1:00 when I signed this petition, there were only 16,500 signatures, and there really should have been many, many more. There should be at least as many petitions as there were to, the some 300,000 signatures there is for the petition to stop UABoll from making movies. If 300,000 people can get behind that, then where are the, millions that should be behind her and her struggle? It's basically a fight for life. If you disagree with it, that's, like I said, it's not about her being lesbian or being straight or whatever she is. It's about her being human. And, every human has a right to live. Sorry to kind of be a downer with this, but it's an important issue. Please take a minute to at least read the story, if not sign the petition. And thank you, everybody.